off the ball rugby.
There was a goal in the two teams, and that was the most disheartening thing. And does that mean that Leicester can't come back? No, of course. Like, of course they can rebuild, but the mountain is bigger than it's ever been.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Zeebo going on his own. He gets the try.
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Whoever gets over the line. Try from Munster.
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78. Rory O'Hagan from Off the Ball, joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes, as we look ahead to knockout rugby for Munster. An absolutely huge clash coming up in South Africa this weekend. We're going to talk all the permutations, all the ins, all the outs, all the what have yous ahead of this weekend's massive, massive game for the Reds. Quinny, Hayes, how are you guys?
Good, Rory, not too bad now. Looking forward to some URC rugby again this weekend, and the sun is shining. I'm sure it'll be shining in South Africa as well, but it's always nice to have a bit of rugby in the sun, isn't it?
Certainly is. Absolutely glorious weather here in Cork today, anyway, as we record this. Alan Quinlan, serious question. Now that Fiona Hayes is coaching Connacht, is she allowed on this podcast anymore?
We need to have a review of everything and her movements, and she's coaching in Leinster. Now she's going to Connacht. She was with Munster, so she's now a foothold in three provinces. So Ulster next, I'd say.
Congratulations, Fiona, on that gig as well. Very, very best luck for the summer ahead. It's a massive game for Munster, make no bones about that. Knockout rugby is on our doorstep. Cannot wait to watch this game at the weekend. We're going to get to that in a bit and go through all the players who are missing and all, I suppose, the permutations of facing such a strong South African team. But first, Fiona, we've got a couple of messages into us.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks again, lads. I'll read out as many as I can here. We'll go with Chef the Electric. This is a bit off topic, but what do you think about how young players are hyped up differently in Munster, Leinster, particularly Tom Wood versus Casper Gabriel? On paper, it seems there's not much between them, but the talk, the weight of expectation varies massively. We can chat about that in a second. Dave Ahern said, we've achieved all we're going to from this season, so Saturday's a free hit. If we start JJ, we know the result. Why not start Wood or put Sean O'Brien at 10 with Nanx and Kelly in the centre, load the midfield with runners, let Haley kick long from play, we've nothing to lose. Keane McGibney, we're in bonus territory. Unfortunately, the injuries are going to have an impact on team selection for Saturday. Let's hope the guys selected put their best foot forward and go after the Bulls from the first minute and see where that leads them. Regards, Keane. And then JJ Casey, we can chat about this. I find the CEO statement on the review astonishing, as it is the responsibility of the CAO to be proactive more than reactive on its own governance. If he doesn't know his fiduciary responsibilities to the Munster organization, the word untenable comes to mind. Quinny, you can jump in on that, on that statement.
Why don't you jump in on that?
you love to start the podcast moving.
Look, I think there was obviously Ian Flanagan released that statement last week, and I think it was welcomed. There's some form of conversation about, you know, what happened and the previous couple of weeks, and it was so well documented. It's been a very difficult couple of weeks, particularly for the players involved trying to play matches through all the, I suppose, the attention and that situation. So there is, yeah, an argument to say it's reactive. But I think it's welcomed. For me, I think it was good that the CEO came out and spoke about it and, spoke about the mistake that was made. And again, not going back into the whole thing, I think that Munster fans want a bit of accountability. And I know that there's the review. I'm not sure exactly where that's at, but there'll be some more information. And you need to try and be transparent with the Munster fans and let them know. Yeah. Turn this thing around. Try and create some positives. No matter what happens at the weekend against the Bulls, I think Obviously, it's a very difficult task, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But I think it's really important that the team go out and kind of die with their boots on and put in a really passionate Munster-type performance. And in saying a Munster-type performance, you know, you want to see fight, you want to see passion, you want to see great effort. Not their last trip to South Africa in March was, you know, the Sharks one was dreadful, the Bulls one was so much better, and they were very unlucky. So people can live with that. So it doesn't mean that the noise will go away. I think people still, you know, there needs to be a bit of accountability on everything and a plan and a structure and some positive messages to come out to say that, yeah, we've learned lessons and it's been a disappointing season on the rugby field results-wise. The most important thing was getting into the playoffs. They finished fifth. They won 11 games, lost seven. So, you know, you kind of put them alongside Connacht, where it's all positive kind of noise coming out of there and in the media. Munster won more games. They finished higher up the table. So, but I think you should, you know, Munster's standards should be higher and should be in the playoffs every time and should be competing. And the unfortunate thing this season is there's too many bad results. And by bad results, I mean like really poor performances and big scorelines against them. Very inconsistent at times. But, you know, as I said, there's still some really good players there. And I think it's been tough on Clayton McMillan. It's been a tough season. It's been eye-opening for everyone. And there needs to be a bit of a reset at the end of the season. And you know, from top to bottom, it needs to be, you know, you need some positive information come out from Munster fans and try and reinvigorate the thing for next season. And hopefully that will happen. So, yeah, the statement was welcomed. And I think there was an admittance there that there was mistakes made. So, yeah, hopefully they can move forward. And, you know, sport is crazy. And, Matt, you know, we get a couple of bad results and the negativity piles up. You get a couple of good results and it turns everything around. So there is an onus on the players on Saturday putting on a Munster jersey to try and make sure that they bring plenty of fight and hopefully that will give them a chance in a very difficult situation. But the bigger picture, I think, is about trying to regroup and reset for next season. And hopefully there'll be lessons learned from all of this period and that everybody can move forward and there can be some positivity around the squad for next year.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope there's some positivity around the squad after this weekend as well and that huge, huge URC game taking place in South Africa. Fiona, some of the text there from Dave and from Kian, they use the phrase free hit, bonus territory. Is that how you're seeing this weekend's game?
Yeah, I think so. Any game away in South Africa, I think you're not really going to be a favourite to win, especially on the back of the previous performances we've seen from Munster in knockout rugby. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So we've seen, whereas the previous years, you might always say, okay, when it came to the big games, even the big win over in La Rochelle, we had a couple of big knockout games in South Africa in the past. But I do feel this game is different. There is a lot of pressure, but it is a chance. It is a free hit up. Nobody expects them to win. Crowley obviously is a huge loss. We know what Tadhg Byrne gives and brings, and it's another level. But I do feel like Crowley at 10, the control he's had in the games he's played all season, will be a huge loss. But on the other side of things, I thought JJ's last performance, he was really good. We chatted about it here. He'd upped it another level. He was, you know, he was excited to play. He looked like he was pushing everyone forward. He'd a good kicking performance as well. So maybe this is something as well. He's another player that can rise up to the moment if given the opportunity. And I do think they will start JJ. I know what people are saying, give Tom Wood, but they've, you know, sometimes you just need that steady hand at the realm that has had previous experience behind them playing. And if you can always bring Tom Wood on the bench or bring him on if you want to shake things up, or I presume Tony Butler isn't in the mix, but whoever. But I do think JJ needs to start. Certainly for me, it's a free shot. And me and Quinny, we were chatting about it before we came on. They really are going to have to sort out that set piece, the scrum. It'll be a long, long day in South Africa if they can't nail down even even just holding the shove or seeing what PRD wants to see. But we need a huge performance in that area, because if South African teams get the dominance of you in that, it just transfers and it gives them front football and the backline. Moody, the players they have are absolutely unbelievably electric, especially in broken play, I think.
Let's look at the players that Munster are missing this weekend. Jack Crowley, as we just mentioned there, an obscure leg injury is what Clayton McMillan described it as. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Tadhg Byrne's going to miss out. Edwin Odogbo, Michael Milne, Jan Klein, Ollie Yeager, Tom Farrell, Calvin Nash. That is a lot of names to be missing this weekend, Alan Quinlan.
Yeah, it's a lot of power. I think Klein, Yeager, big losses, the size, the physicality, Tadhg Byrne, obviously. So I think the three of them would have started. I think Lee Byrne is out as well. So there's a number of options there and bench options and depth that you can get off the bench. So it's a shame, really, because I think if they had everybody fit and available, it doesn't always happen, but sometimes you need a bit of luck to have your best players or most of them available. Munster have 8-10 guys out, which is really difficult for them, and it stretches them. It makes them just that bit. It takes away a little bit of power. That obviously is a big issue when you play South African teams. So, it's going to be 22, 23 degrees, perfect sunshine in Pretoria on Saturday, and conditions are obviously going to be very dry. But, you know, first and foremost, they've got to bring a physicality and try and bring a pace and a tempo to their game. Then if they want to have a chance of competing. I think if you go back to the game in March, Munster scored 5 tries. They created lots of opportunities. And I think the frustrating thing on the day was that a couple of defensive lapses cost them. I think the 2 Embrace Papier tries were preventable. I think there was a bit of brilliance from Joost, the young utility back that came on. He stepped in between Nankivell and Dan Kelly and, you know, made a break for another try. So I think the kind of feeling after that game was, yes, get 2 points in Pretoria, particularly after the previous week when the Sharks beat him 45-0. It was a vast improvement. And they probably left the game behind them, really. But the fear, obviously, is, you know, that scrum and that power and Gert Hearn's, Steenkamp and Vilko Lowe. Irish fans will remember them. Rassie Erasmus bringing them on before halftime in that test against Ireland last November. And they're devastating scrummagers. So, Munster suddenly aren't just going to create a like-for-like size or technical ability to scrum brilliantly against him. But I think as an 8, I think the only thing you can focus on is 8 forwards, making sure that everybody's really switched on. The back rows are scrummaging, the second rows are in good, strong positions, and you try and get some sort of parity there. Sometimes it's just nothing you can do. So if Munster can get, and they did that day by and large, I think there was only one scrum that kind of disintegrated on him. But it'll take a huge effort from Michael Alaratoa, Jeremy Lachlan. We presume they will start, and whatever guys come off the bench as well, to try and get some sort of parity at scrum time. I think Munster's lineup has been pretty decent in recent times. It's a tough one. And the Bulls are on the back of 6 URC wins on the bounce. They did lose the EPCR game to Glasgow. In Glasgow, they were quite unlucky. They were beaten 25-21 in that game in the quarterfinal. But in recent weeks, they've been, you know, scoring pretty freely. They had 2 probably easier games to finish with against Ebre, 54-19, and against Benetton, 45-19. So 2 comfortable wins with them at home. The Scarlets caused them problems in the game previously in Wales. So look, there's a vulnerability about them if you can hold on to the ball and you can build phases and get your primary possession. And Munster did a lot of that really good. I think JJ Hanlon played really well against the Lions the last day. I was very pleased for him. But Jack Crowley was, you know, in that Benetton game, Casey and Crowley coming back in, the Ulster game, at times, yeah, they produced a bit of magic, and particularly that Bulls game. But Tyburn is a huge loss as well. His ability to steal the ball and make carries and defend and get around the field is really significant. So they just have to get on with it now. Sometimes I don't like the term free hit and you're in bonus territory, and it's no disrespect to anyone that says it, because it's a kind of quite a common term that's used. Sometimes it can work very good in your favour, that there's less pressure and you're not expected to win, and you actually, the opposition then, they're a little bit static and a little bit off, and then you cause them some problems and they start panicking, forcing things. So it can work for you, but it should never create a mentality that this doesn't matter. But sure, look, if we're beaten, we're not expected to win. So it's about the psychology, getting that right, of saying there's an opportunity here, albeit it's a really difficult one, and that expectation isn't there. And if you use that little bit of pressure, you know, you can see where emotionally, where there's a desperation for teams, any team in sport, where they have to get a result to stay out of the relegation zone or to qualify for Europe or whatever, or to stay in the championship in GAA. It does create extra bite, venom, work rate, intensity. So, yes, I think it's about trying to create something like that when there's less pressure on you. The less pressure scenario allows you to play a little bit more and take chances. If one or two things stick, it's great. If they go awry, it can become sloppy. So for Munster, it's about getting that psychology right and actually going, yeah, okay, we're not expected to win. There's less pressure here, but let's create pressure on ourselves to make sure we turn up, apply ourselves right, fight like dogs. Our season is going to be over otherwise, and the prize here is a semi-final. That kind of conversation is look, sometimes you can talk all you want about all these things and still it might work. But I just think if they can get a little bit of a psychological in the game, I think they put a little bit of doubt in the Bulls' minds a little bit. And the flip side of that is if they're a little bit blasé, they can get walloped here. And that's the reality. And any team going here, not just Munster, at this stage, the Bulls have been, you know, in the playoffs for the last number of years, probably should have won one or two of these. They lost two finals, I think, Stormers and to Glasgow, and there have been a good few semi-finals. They seem to come alive around this time of year. And so it's a very, very difficult game. But for Munster, definitely, I saw a lot of passion, work rate, and energy from them in the Lions game. They've got to bring that this week at altitude as well, and in really hot weather. So, it's a great opportunity, and they should enjoy it. And but it's just a shame, and it is what it is, I suppose. And I'm guilty of mentioning it, the injuries. I'd love to see. I would have loved to see Munster get to this point and have Crowley back, Tyburn back, two or three climb back in the mix. And then he'd be going, oh, geez, they have a chance here, you know, they have a chance. But look, Thomas Ahern, Edwin Adogbo, Evan O'Connell played really well against the Lions. This is a chance to say, right, okay, well, this is as physical as it's going to be in a get. Even I would say, you know, there's a very small little step to the top international teams, but this Bulls side are so powerful and so physical that this is a great test and an opportunity. So hopefully they can take it. Hopefully they're in good spirits, and that they've got to be brave as well. But I just thought that Bulls game in March, after so much effort and good stuff, they just switched off a couple of times defensively and got caught. So any chance of results here, Rory, is all about trying to get a perfect performance and stay really switched on and concentration stakes. And you know, I think one of the messages were there about, you know, Haley kicking well, JJ kicking well. I think he kicked very well against the Lions. Because Billy LaRue does that exceptionally well for the Bulls. And they will kick a lot. Andre Pollard is so experienced and so good at that. So, yeah, and if they stay in the game, I think they can cause problems for the Bulls. But I think it's about imposing themselves and hopefully they can bring a really good performance. Again, we can analyse this to the desk. It's everybody knows, and anybody listening or talking about Munster or looking at this game knows that this is a tall order. But I just hope that Munster believe in themselves and they could cause the Bulls a few problems here.
Well, that is it for part one of the Red 78. To listen to the second part, you can become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Go Loud app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.